begin to offer them things. So we need to think about combination strategies. I think this is roughly the kind of stratification. 20% of the population have a risk of that's low. Another 40% have an average risk. 20% have about a twofold risk. We might hope, this is a little bit optimistic, I think, on current data, to then begin to identify women with a threefold to fivefold risk, about maybe 10% in each of those categories if we were to do a very, very careful job. Now, if we think about lowering risk, I think we want to do what the cardiovascular people have done. That is, you offer population things like reducing weight, exercising more, watching HRT for the general population, hope maybe for a 10% risk there, and you target these high-risk groups where you might hope to get a 60% reduction with maybe an aromatase inhibitor for 5 years. And with this, if you could actually do this kind, you know, identifying 10% where you're going to get a big drop, another 10% where you might get a one-third reduction, and then smaller, less aggressive approaches to the general population, you might hope to get a 33%, 32% reduction of breast cancer altogether.